Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Let's talk about the stock market. Yeah, let's talk about that raging beast. When I say the word stock market, what do you think of? What comes to mind? Do you think of like stock charts? Do you think of, you know, people on the news telling you what companies are doing and reporting on earnings and things? Do you think about reviewing your portfolio of stocks to actually understand the companies that you're invested in? Or do you just think, hey man, I got that on autopilot. My financial planner, he or she, they got this. I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to keep setting money aside, and that money is going to get invested into the stock market, because I'm looking 40 years down the road and I'm thinking I got a great plan. And I will tell you this, you do have a great plan. You do have a great plan. I've had a great plan before, but reality kicks in. Something is going to happen in the future that's going to throw you off the rails. If you look at the stock market today, it's actually doing great. I will tell you, I think the stock market is doing great if you have money invested in it. I do, because I can look at the stock chart and I can see that pricing overall has gone up. I mean, the Dow today is up 400 points. You got to keep in mind, one of the reasons it's up 400 points is because, well, the day before, it was down. So, I mean, that's what the stock market does. The stock market makes adjustments based on what the market is doing. And, you know, if you've been investing in the stock market, setting money aside, going into mutual funds or whatever you do, you're probably feeling pretty good about yourself. If you have a 401k, now I've got a buddy, he works for one of the major banks, and he's got a very healthy 401k. As a matter of fact, we actually had a conversation about a year ago, and I asked him, hey, what's that 401k doing for you? And he said, well, you know, it's up to about 800,000. I'm like, man, that's good money. That's good money. He goes, yeah. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. I mean, it keeps growing. Now, keep in mind, he puts the maximum amount he can from his paycheck into that 401k. Yeah, because he's drank the Kool-Aid and he believes that. Now, ironically, I actually had coffee with him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I said, how's that 401k doing? And he goes, dude, it's like up to $1.2 million. And I was like, okay, what are you going to do? You going to let it ride? Or are you interested in harvesting that money? And he looked at me like I had a third eye growing out of my face. And trust me, I don't. I looked in the mirror. He goes, what are you talking about? And I said, look, with the amount of money that you have in your 401k, you could stop doing what you're doing now, and you could start investing in real estate. And there's different modalities that you can get into. Maybe you like houses. Maybe you like that model. There's nothing wrong with that model. We have so many members that own so many single family properties, and they do great with it. Or maybe you want to take that money and you want to passively invest it, meaning you really don't want to do any work at all, but you want to receive the rewards of successfully investing. And then I kicked it up a notch. And we talked about him becoming a lead investor. Yeah, a lead investor. Now, let me give some background. I'm not going to give the guy's name because I'll call him Fred. Okay, let's just call him Fred. So Fred is staring at a $1.2 million balance in his 401k. He's also in his mid-40s. He has been working for the same company for about 18 years. Yeah, he's a lifer. I mean, he's one of those rare guys that started with a company and stayed with that company. He was able to move up the ranks within that company. And of course, as he moved up, he got a little more pay and a whole lot more responsibility. So he's stressed out like everybody else. But I said, look, let's do the simple math here, Fred, which is not really his name. If you have $1.2 million, you could harvest it. There are ways, there are legal ways you can take that money out of your 401k. You could take it all out if you want to. Now, because you're not 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty that the government charges. Now, that money goes to the government. Yeah. They like to look at it as an ignorance tax. And it's really there to keep you from tapping into that money, because the government believes that they know more about what it takes for you to retire than you do. And if you let them think that and you believe what they think, you may be on the road to disaster. So the good news is we have vendors at Lifestyles Unlimited that can work with you. There are legal ways to tap into that money and pull it out before you're the age of 59 and a half and avoid that 10% penalty. Now, the tax, you're not going to be able to avoid that. Yeah, the tax is going to have to be paid on that money. So you got to figure out, what is your tax liability? Well, you know, I'll tell you what, let's just come up with a random number for Fred, and let's just say he is able to avoid the penalty, but he has to pay taxes on the balance. Okay, so you're wondering what that is. When we come back from the break, I'm going to break it all down to you, and I'm actually going to tell you what Fred and I talked about. Stick around.
What will you learn on the Lifestyles Unlimited Multifamily Master Tour?
We were very fortunate, this road trip was amazing. You learn a lot. You learn from A to D and in the in-between, and you meet a lot of wonderful people and a lot of folks that are interested in this and a lot of folks that are doing it.
Join us September 3rd, right along with the country's top team of apartment investors as you tour 4 apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. Register at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Dell Wamsley explains the Lifestyles Unlimited education and investment model.
Is real estate making money quickly in real estate a scam? No, it's not a scam. Have there been scammers in the past? But those were all seminar programs where you go listen to some dude speak and you buy some books and tapes and then you go off on your own and do it. This is not a seminar-based program, although there are seminars. This is a hands-on, investment-based training program. In other words, you guys buy the investments, we help you do it. If there are no investments, there's no real reason to have training. So they go hand in hand. They're symbiotic. I own real estate companies, so we can find you the deals, because if there are no deals, there's no reason to buy the training that gets you ready to buy the deals.
Get started today. Join us for the next free workshop in person or online. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Get the education that will get you ready for the deals. Get the deals that will make it so you can stop trading time for money and start living the life you believe you deserve but are struggling to achieve.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average chart, and I can see why you're enamored with the stock market. I absolutely can see it, because that stock market appears to be producing outstanding results. I mean, think about it. It is, right? I mean, let's go back to March of last year. the market was, you know, it was humming along. It was growing. It was growing. And then we got to pandemic and the market imploded. I mean, it dropped dramatically over a period of a month. Yeah, from March to April, it was total doom and gloom in the market. Some people sold. They got out. Okay, it was a decision. Some people said, hey, you know, my financial planner said, lay low, buddy, lay low, because everything is going on sale. We're going to dollar cost average now. You're going to make so much money when this comes back. So you held out and you wrote it back. And in around November, it actually got back to where it was pre-pandemic. It did. And now, since that time, it's actually grown pretty significantly. It has. And you're probably feeling really good about yourself. So the question I have for you is this. Is this a good time to harvest that money? Is this the right time to take money out of that market and repurpose it into something else? Oh, yeah, this is interesting, isn't it? Now, here's the catch. There is a catch. You have to understand how to invest correctly in real estate. Yeah, you absolutely have to understand it. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you will make fatal errors that will damage your returns. I don't want that for you. I do not want that for you. What I want for you is to understand that by taking a slightly more advanced position with regards to how you treat your investments, we can help you migrate away from, you know, what you're doing now, looking at a stock chart, feeling pretty good about it, thinking it's always going to go up, 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 up. And, you know, you've got a target date out there you're trying to get to with maybe a target number. And that number is called retirement. And when you get to that number and that date and time, you'll probably, well, I mean, this is the game plan, right? You're going to step away from what you're doing. You're going to walk away from that job and you're going to be retired and you're going to live off of that money. Yeah, you're going to live off of that money. And here's what I really need to tell you. I have met more and more people in their 70s who have told me that plan doesn't work. Because the problem is pricing adjusts over time. That's right. The cost of goods and services that you will consume in your 70s will cost more than they cost today. Think I'm making that up? I'm not making that up. Look at the price of gas. Look what's going on with gas. Okay, you can make all the claims about supply and demand, because, I mean, that's where I would go, right? But the reality of it is this. Gas prices today are much higher than they were a year ago. And you might be going, well, you know, a year ago, nobody was driving. So, yeah, well, there were still people on the road, because I've been out there and I've seen them. You still have transportation companies moving freight because they were essential workers, okay? But yeah, okay, pricing went down because a lack of demand for that product. But now that we're coming back to the workforce, that price has gone back up. And it might be creeping back up. It could be creeping back up. The cost of housing, it's more expensive today than it was 10 years ago. Yeah, I mean, that's just a fact. It's a fact. The price of goods that you purchase in your supermarket probably costs more today than they did 10 years ago. Okay, and the reason I'm pointing all of this out is because even though you've got this big target number out there that you're trying to get to, and you've got this game plan that you've worked out with your financial planner, what you don't know is the buying power of that bundle of money. You really don't know, because you don't know what the costs of goods and services are going to be in the future. And maybe you're doing like a Dave Ramsey kind of thing, and it's like, pay everything off. I don't want to owe any debt. And I agree with you on the consumer debt. Now, on the housing debt, not so much. It's okay to pay off your house. I'm not going to tell you that that's wrong. If that makes you feel good, maybe that's what you ought to do. But I also know that there's a lot of equity sitting in that house when you pay it off. And some people are very, very afraid of taking out a mortgage on that property. They're very afraid because they don't want that debt. You know, what if they can't make the house payment? What if they can't work? I mean, that's part of the game plan, right? I mean, you kind of live in fear a little bit and hope that you get to the end. Yeah. So let's get back to Fred. Yeah, let's get back to Fred. So Fred's got $1.2 million value in his 401k. Now, I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and I'm pretty confident that 401k is probably about the same value today, because it looks like, based on a weekly chart, the stock market's been kind of going sideways. It's been kind of hanging out at that $34,000 level on the Dow for a couple months. Okay, so, you know, that could signal that things are cooling off. I don't know. I don't know what the stock market's going to do. You know, I'll jump over to the NASDAQ, because maybe that'll give us a clearer picture. And the reality of it is, it's not much of a clearer picture, other than the fact it looks like that the NASDAQ may have, and I say may have because I'm not really looking deep at this chart, but it may have just, you know, climbed out of a double bottom base. So that could indicate that it's going to go up higher. But what if it doesn't? What if we go back and do some kind of a correction? What if Fred's $1.2 million goes down in value because the stock market adjusts its pricing? What if he slides back to $900,000? Okay. The bottom line is this. Regardless of where we are in time, that 401k that Fred owns has a value. Now, the value is not taken until he sells anything in that fund. So right now, it's really just a collection of money that he's put in and any gains that the market has made for him. But if you think about it, if you had $1.2 million and you were working for a company that you've worked for the last 18 years, and you have seen the company's philosophy towards its employees change, and you're seeing that people in your age group are being let go, but the company is hiring younger people to replace them, you start to get the picture that maybe you're expendable. Maybe you need to have an exit strategy. And that's exactly what Fred and I talked about. When we come back from the break, I'll pick up the conversation. And I'm going to pick on the stock market, too, because it's fun. Stick around.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So Fred's got $1.2 million in his 401k. He's concerned that maybe his company is looking at him as being the next guy to go. Yeah, he's got real concerns about that. I mean, he kind of sees the writing on the wall. Fred is not dumb. Trust me, this guy, he's in the gets it club, and he's a well-rounded man. He's a great family man. He's got a great wife. He's got two wonderful children. They're great people. They're really great people. And he's got a problem. One of the things Fred has, there's something called a departure package or a compensation package or a golden parachute or a, hey, we just want to pay you some money and get you out of here, you know, because we're done with you. We want to work with these people over here. Buyout. I think that's what it really is. So we were talking about this buyout. Apparently, the company that he works for gives him 1 month's worth of full pay allowances for every year he works for the company. Once he vests at 5 years, well, he's got 18 years. So what that means is if he quits, he walks away from an 18-month severance package with full pay and allowances. I mean, it's like he's working, you know, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, except he won't be. And, oh, by the way, he keeps all of his insurance coverages. I mean, everything stays in place. But the kicker is this. His employer is in charge of that because he has to be involuntarily removed from the company in order to get that. Yeah, it's a dilemma because here's what we talked about. If he pulled $900,000, okay, so this is how it works. He's got $1.2 million in his 401k. We connect him with a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor that can help him get all of that money out legally. Legally. Okay, there's nothing illegal here. This is all legal. It is all based on United States code or maybe Texas code. I'll be honest with you, I'm not an attorney, but I know the process works because I know a lot of people that have done this exact same thing. So here's kind of what we talked about. You're going to avoid the 10% penalty. There's a cost for doing it, but trust me, that cost for doing it is minimal compared to what you would have paid for that penalty. That's part of the reason you want to do it. Let's assume your tax on that $1.2 million is 25%. You know, I'll be honest with you, he didn't know what his effective tax rate was, so we couldn't really come up with a better number. We kind of guesstimated. I mean, it's a good number to work with. So what that means, he's going to cash out $1.2 million, and then he's going to carve a quarter of it out, $300K, and that's going to go to Uncle Sam. That's Uncle Sam's cut of allowing you to invest in a 401k. Yeah, just keep in mind, the government is going to get its tax revenues regardless. They're going to get their tax revenues. I mean, it's all designed. Everything in the tax code is designed to obtain taxes. Okay, let's get back to Fred. So he's got $900,000. What do you do with it? What do you do with $900,000? Well, one option is you can invest passively, Fred. That's right. You learn the correct way to select syndicated multifamily deals, and you put your money to work in those deals. Now, let's just use just a blanket return, which, you know, this is nothing more than a planning number. So please, I'm going to throw a number out there. I'm not telling you that that's what the markets are doing. This is just a planning number. So a lot of the deals that I've seen that Fred could invest in are offering returns of about 8% cash on cash. All right. And they have a lifespan of like 5 to 7 years with the goal of at least getting your investment. Well, a lot of the goals are to double it within the 5 to 7 years. You know, market conditions may or may not allow for that. But the primary goal is to at least get a 50% increase on your return. So in other words, if you deploy $900,000, you're going to get $1.35 million back because you will have made an extra $450,000. Yeah. So I said, Fred, 8% of $900K, that's $72,000. He goes, well, I earn more than that, right? And I said, okay, take what you earn, take off the income tax, take off the Social Security tax, take off the Medicare tax, look at what you actually take home. Are we in the ballpark? He said, yeah, we're actually in the ballpark. I said, that's good. What I'm trying to tell you, Fred, is that you could leave your company voluntarily. You could walk away, not get that severance package. And you could deploy all of that capital that you have and you could be making about $72,000 a year. And the majority of that income is going to be tax deferred because you're going to get the benefits of depreciation. Those things flow through to you. He liked that. I mean, he liked what we were talking about. And I said, and by the way, if you're able to, and only if you only increase your capital by 50% in, let's say, 5 years, you're going to take that $900,000, you're going to turn it into $1.35 million in about 5 years. And then you take those gains and you apply those to additional investments. And now you've got an additional $450,000 of capital working for you, which should be throwing off, you know, I mean, we're talking numbers, right? So it should be throwing off half of that $72,000. What's that, $36,000? So now you're over $100,000. And you're really not doing anything except checking out deals. I said, as a matter of fact, you could actually start doing this right now while you're still working for your company, because it doesn't take a lot of time or effort to do this stuff. So that maybe if you get to that point where they decide to cut you loose, you could still get that 18 months worth of pay and allowances, you know, as you're transitioning into retirement. But there was one problem. This is kind of a big deal. Remember when I said Fred has a beautiful wife? Well, she's a teacher. She is a teacher. She teaches high school. Yeah, I think she teaches 10th graders or something. I don't know. History, world history. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she teaches. My point is this. That $72,000 is probably enough to retire one of them, but not both of them. So then we started talking about the concept of lead investing. The concept where maybe you keep your powder dry. If you start seeing the market adjust downward, maybe you need to have an exit strategy to pull your money out. Now, I will tell you this. If you want to avoid that penalty, you need to get everything lined up now. That's right. This is all about deliberate planning, because the process to avoid the penalty has to go through the court system. So it takes a little time. This is not like, you know, going to an ATM and pulling money out. Yeah, it's not like that. I said the other thing that you need to look at is if you become a lead investor, you have an outstanding opportunity, because you can go through the education now. You can get trained up. You can start getting ready to deploy capital into deals. And then when the bank's sick of you, they'll kick you to the curb with that 18 months of the pay and allowances. Oh, I'll tell you what, his eyes lit up. When we come back, I'll continue the story.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, Fred has a very, very interesting problem. I mean, this is actually a great problem. I mean, you think about it. Fred's in his 40s. Okay. Smart guy, great family, works hard. I mean, this guy, trust me, this guy's got crazy energy that I wish I had. He does. It's the only way he can keep up doing all the stuff that he does. But I'll tell you what, he gets worn out from time to time, because I've seen him. What would you do? If you were in Fred's shoes, what would you do? If you had $1.2 million sitting in your 401k and you're looking at the markets and you're kind of watching the markets, well, they're kind of going sideways. It kind of depends on which chart you look at. What would you do? Would you harvest the money? Would you hire one of our vendors to help you retain 10% of that money for a fee that's a lot less than 10% of $1.2 million? Would you pay all the taxes? Well, you better. Or Uncle Sugar gets a little bit upset when you don't pay your taxes. So now you got $900,000 roughly left over. When all the dust settles, you've got $900,000 of capital that you can start investing. Now, we talked about going the passive route with him, but it's only enough income initially to retire either his wife or himself. Now, here's the challenge. He thinks his lifespan in his job is limited. He does. I mean, he's kind of looking around and seeing people that look like him leaving the company. And then he's seeing people join the company that are a lot younger. Yeah, it's kind of the way corporate America works, right? I mean, Brian talked about it yesterday on yesterday's show. I mean, here's a guy that moved his family all the way from Hawaii to Georgia for, you know, essentially a promotion in a company, gets there, works there for 6 months, and the company decides, yeah, well, we made a mistake. It's not going to work. So, hey, thanks for coming all the way from Hawaii and leaving paradise for Atlanta. I'm not saying Atlanta's not paradise. Atlanta's got some beautiful places, but you know where I'm going, right? Oh, and by the way, now that you've got your family here in transplant and you've been here for 6 months and you're trying to integrate into a brand new culture, you don't have a job. Yeah, that's what happened to Brian. That's what Fred thinks might be happening to him. Yes, I mean, we talked at length on it. I mean, he is concerned that his time is coming. So the solution that we came up with was to look at becoming a lead investor. For Fred to go out and find assets that he can turn around and create value for not only himself, but for his investors. And what it allows him to do is it allows him to go out and buy bigger assets because he can. He absolutely can. Now, he could do an IRO. Okay, an IRO is an independent rental operator. So he could go out, he could take that $900,000 and he could buy his own apartment community. I mean, he could do that. But when you become a lead investor, it gives you a lot more flexibility in the marketplace, because when you follow the map, when you do what we teach you how to do and you apply it, you have other Lifestyles Unlimited members, people like me, that are equally educated, that understand the security that you're offering, and that we come alongside you and we invest with you. Our lead investors, anyone who's a member who decides to become a lead investor, essentially decides to go into business for themselves. They actually decide that they're going to work time every week. Some of the lead investors I know, they put in, you know, 10 hours a week. Some put in 20, some put in 30, some put in 40. It just depends on what they want to do because they're in control. So by becoming a lead investor, what Fred can do is he's going through all the educational stuff right now. Okay, because there is additional educational content that you need to learn so that you do this correctly. You do not want to run afoul of the law, nor do you want to create problems for your investors because you did something incorrectly. Okay, enough on that. Fred will be in a position with $900,000 to do exactly what I intend to do over the next year. I will deploy capital into one multifamily deal, and I will bring Lifestyles Unlimited members along with me. I will do the heavy lifting. They will cash the checks. Now, I'm going to get a portion of that. Yeah, we believe that our lead investors need to be compensated for all the work that they do. Yeah. But when you think about it, when you actually step back and you look at the entire picture, Fred can buy one multifamily property, depending on what strategy he wants to follow. He can get that property up and running and stabilized. He'll have capital reserves because he doesn't have to spend the whole $900,000 on the first deal. So he gets that first deal up and running. Now he gets his second deal. He gets that up and running and stabilized. And you know what? He's still got capital in reserve. So now he can get to his third deal. So what we talked about was a glide path of getting himself ready to become a lead investor, to go through all the educational content, to go through all of the meetings that lead investors have. And there's not a lot of them in Lifestyles Unlimited. And to put everything in motion for that day that he believes is coming, where they will say, "Hey, Fred, we love you, man, but it's just not working out. So here's your severance package." So here's the beautiful thing. He gets 18 months worth of pay and allowances. He will be able to devote that first 18 months to nothing but working on his real estate business without having to worry about paying the bills. And what he will be able to do in that 18 months is get that first property up and running. I mean, this is beautiful. The way we planned this out, it's beautiful. He gets that first one up and running, okay? It will bring in income streams to his family. Depending on what he buys, he may or may not be able to retire his wife. Okay, so we get to that second property. And within a three-year period, he has two multifamily properties up and running, stabilized, producing income streams for him and his family. We're pretty confident that his beautiful wife will no longer need to work after that one happens. So we're looking at a three-year glide path. Once he gets laid off, I mean, that's really kind of the model we're working with here. A three-year glide path to fully retire his beautiful wife. And he's making money so that when that 18 months stops from his previous employer, it will be replaced by the income streams that are coming in off of those two properties. And then he goes for the third property. So now we're at like 4.5 years. Based on the numbers that we ran, Fred can get himself absolutely 100% retired in the next 5 years. And he will know how to correctly find, renovate, operate, and put great properties back into service for a segment of our country that absolutely desires it. I mean, this is a great plan. It is an absolute great plan. And you know what? This is a plan that works for Fred. It absolutely works for Fred. As a matter of fact, I talked to him earlier in the week, and I said, "Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on with the job?" And he's like, "I think I'm getting closer." I'm like, you know, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. Most people would be scared to death of being laid off. But man, we've got a strategy. We're wanting it. We want him to get axed because we have a plan in place that is going to absolutely transition his life and create the lifestyle he's been desiring. And he will be in control of everything. He will be the entrepreneur running the business, calling the shots. And I'll tell you what, it will be a complete 180 from the life that he's living right now, where he is at the beck and call of his boss. He is. He's got one of those phones. They know the phone number. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's corporate America, man. That's where he's at. He's stuck. But we've got an exit strategy for Fred. And I will tell you this. We've got an exit strategy for you. The best way for you to figure out how this all works, you have to come take a look at what we do. You have to at least understand the business model. We'll show it to you. We have no problems showing you our business model. As a matter of fact, we will teach you how we buy properties. We will show you how we make money in real estate. And we will get you on a glide path to retirement in the next 5 years. All you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, sign up for a free workshop, make an informed decision, and let's get you moving forward.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.